с общего раба Твоего, но представленного во Владе Бесное и оставление грехов Его.
The first funeral started to take place in the town of Novokuznetsk, some 3,000 kilometers from Moscow, for over 100 miners who died in the mine on Monday morning. One British engineer also died. On the day of the tragedy, the governor of Kemerovo region, Aman Tuleyev, said the management went down to the mine to examine its safety systems.
Today we were supposed to launch a British system of providing safety for mining works underground. And unfortunately, the entire management, as well as representatives of the company, went down to the mine to check its work.
It's still not clear what caused the massive methane gas explosion in the pit. According to the local officials, the causes for the accident will not be known for another 2 weeks. Ulyanovskaya, built 4.5 years ago, was one of the most modern mines in Russia, updated with the newest equipment. Russian media reported that the federal industrial regulator Rostechnadzor completed the last safety check at the mine just over a week ago and did not report any violations. Head of Russia's independent working union of miners in Moscow, Alexander Sergeyev, says human error could be one of the reasons for the catastrophe. According to Sergeyev, Russia urgently needs to change the payment system for miners, under which more than two-thirds of their monthly income depends on the amount of coal they produce.
Непосредственно на рабочем месте человек должен знать, что делать.
If there is a lot of methane gas, miner needs to wait until it goes away and should not work. And if he waits, he loses money. So there's always a dilemma on whether to risk and make money or not to risk and lose it. We should stop mining coal at any price. We need to change the system of payment for miners, the structure of it. I'm sure we will get to it one day. I just wish we came to it with fewer human losses.
Some experts say the 93 survivors of the blast did not die largely because of new systems designed to minimize explosive force. Many of the Russian mines do not have that equipment, and many have not had any updates since they've gone into private hands after the collapse of the Soviet Union, as their owners are trying to save money. According to the Russian media estimates, the damage of the mine will cost its owners some $200 million, and they will lose $1 million a month while the pit is not functioning. The governor of the region already ordered the Ulyanovskaya mine to return to service by July this year. Anya Ardayeva for VOA News, Moscow.